Welcome back, my friend. Chef and a Fat Man live from the Big Green Egg Culinary Center with some very interesting noises going on in the background. I don't know. It's kind of a shrieky, shrill. But anyway, Chef Eric, when we last left you, you were getting ready to do one more recipe as we're getting ready to wind up another great show.
That is correct. As soon as I find my knife. Ah, there it is. So, this next recipe I alluded to before is kind of like pig in a pastry. Kind of like pigs in a blanket, but not. So what we're going to do is we're going to start out, and I've got some mild Italian sausage that is browning in my pan. And I'm not going to use any other oil in this pan when I'm browning this, because I've got a nonstick pan on here. And it's kind of important because in this recipe we're working with pastry dough, and I don't want it to be too oily, too greasy. Let's toss this around a little bit. All right, so we're going to take an onion, and we're going to do a dice on the onion. And again, you can use half of a large or one medium.
Oh, man.
Real sweet onion.
Oh.
You like that? Okay, good. And the way we do this dice is just cut our onion in these strips. Don't worry about the planks and all that stuff, because the onion naturally separates into its dice cuts. So now we're go down this way. There we go. Make sure that's all broken up. Good. And lastly, let's not burn our meat. Just flip that around a little bit. Now, what we're going to be working with here is pastry dough. I'm going to take the onion I just cut up and put it in a bowl. There we go. Then we're going to take an egg with some water, and we're going to beat that. Let's see, I had a small bowl around here. There it is.
Are you bringing a couple recipes today, Chef Eric, where you've displayed a kind of violent overtone?
Yeah.
Where you've been beating eggs with a particular ferociousness that I have not noticed before. But may
it's
I mention?
Because I'm tired.
Well, coming in on the red eye, I'm feeling like we're calling him Chef Iron Man today. But let me tell you, this.
You like the tortilla?
Oh, good. This is outstanding.
Good, good.
If I had some sour cream and some Crystal right now, you wouldn't pull me away from it. I'd take the whole tin and sit over there and eat it. This is that good. Wow.
Now, unfortunately, I spilled some of my egg down here on the ground, so I'm trying to clean that while I'm not touching it.
Oh, no, there's no broccoli in this time. Have you had one of these yet? This is incredible.
Okay, so I got an egg beating with a little bit of water. And that's ready to go, so we'll turn that off. We're going to put the cream cheese. And this cream cheese happens to have some dill in it because they were using it for something else here. I'm going to take some Monterey Jack cheese or cheddar. Take your pick. And in this case, I'm going to take the cheddar.
Oh, man.
About a cup and a quarter to a cup and a half. Yeah, I got a little bit of that Mexican cheese. I'm going to add that in there, too. That's a nice melting cheese. I'm going to mix the cheese and the cream cheese together. And the cream cheese is a full 8-ounce bar of cream cheese that's been softened. Now, in this case, we've also added dill to it because that's what, like I said, that's what they were using.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. We've got our onion. We'll put that in. Diced onion. Right there. And we're going to pour our meat into a separate bowl just so it can cool off a little quicker. I don't want to add this too quickly to the cream cheese mixture because I don't want it to
break down.
To break the cream cheese. So So in the meantime, now we'll add our beaten egg.
Did I tell you how much I like those taco cups? Oh, my God.
Did you?
Oh. That is...
cool.
I'll tell you what, I go in a restaurant and buy these.
There you go. Well, you know, like I said, it's an easy, fun recipe to do. And you really can see how I actually, from a presentation perspective,
yeah,
it can look pretty nice presentation-wise.
Oh, if you did, if you sprinkled some cilantro with some nice sour cream on the side.
Yeah.
Did What's somebody that? Say something?
Add some broccoli to it? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I like the way Bob thinks.
Yeah. Unfortunately, right, so, I know you do.
So now I'm mixing in my my Italian sausage mixture. By the way, you could also do this with something like bison, which would be kind of good. Now, bison, you're going to want to add some pork, ground pork to it as well.
Yeah, you got to get some fat in there, some oil.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got all that mixed up. I'm going to use a pastry brush for the remaining egg wash that I've got. And let's take our pastry sheets. Okay. Now you want to make sure these are thawed, but not too thawed. You don't want them to get heated because they will not work well. So you take one of those pastry sheets, and you can give that a little bit of a roll. I think we've got a rolling pin in here.
Did you notice on Facebook last week someone posted a recipe for bacon crack?
For what?
Bacon crack.
Bacon crab?
Crack.
Oh, bacon crack, yes.
Did that look hauntingly familiar?
It's very familiar, as a matter of fact. Yeah. But, hey, whatever. Good ideas, I guess. Okay. Now we're going to take some of this egg wash. And this is kind of a unique thing. We're going to brush both sides of the pastry dough with the egg wash. So brush first side here first. And this will eventually be the outside of our roll. Okay. And now we'll flip that over. Okay. Brush the second side. This will give it a nice finished color and appearance.
I think you need to strengthen your wrists or a little limp.
Really?
Okay. Casual observation.
Uh-huh. Great. All right. So there's that other side. Now, we're going to take the cream cheese and this mixture here. Sort of like sushi, we're going to take it across the entire length of the pastry dough. And we want it to go about halfway up. Okay, use a little spatula to get that all worked in. So you want it to be even pretty much the whole way around. Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to roll this up kind of like a big sushi roll. And then we're going to slice it and we'll bake it off at 350 at each of the slices. So the slices will actually be laid down.
Tell you what, it's amazing how adept you are at rolling things.
Years of living in California.
Yes.
No. Don't worry. If my parents are listening, it's not what happened. At least not that you know.
Oh, okay. Man. I would never go there.
Yeah, right. All right. So there it is. Now, one of the things you can do to make this a little bit easier is stick it in the oven refrigerator. Wrap it in some plastic wrap. Form it. Put it in the refrigerator. And then at that point, when you slice it, it'll slice much better because right now we're sort of at room temperature when we put this on. But basically, we're going to take it, and the first one's going to be just an end piece. It's not going to cut properly because of the they're going to be oozing out the end. But also now you want to cut these to be about an inch to an inch and a half thick. And basically, when you slice it, just take it and form it back on the perforated.
And then you put it on the egg for what temperature?
It's going to be at 375.
Indirect or direct?
Indirect.
And there you have it, my friend. Chef Eric has done an amazing job. Iron Chef, we're calling him today. We are Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chef. So many people to thank, of course, to a wonderful Amanda, the kitchen manager of the Big Green Egg, North Georgia Eggers. Also to our extraordinary chef, executive chef Eric. And to our producer, always the lovely Teresa Lass. To our engineers, co-engineering today, Michael Holst and Karen the Beast Jenkins. And to Bob Babb, who has been technical advisor on the backside. Anything we need done, computer, Chef Eric says he can do it. It doesn't make any difference when you need it done. Anyway, Chef and the Fat Man, we'll see y'all next week. God bless y'all. God bless America. God willing, we'll talk to you next week. And one final word, our heartfelt love and prayers go out to the Dallas PD. They lost some great ones this week. It was a horrible, horrible thing. See y'all next week, my friends.